With us right now, Carla Viju from the Department of Veterans Affairs. In the last budget, there was a provision to add some people to the King Veterans Home, which was, let's face it, facing some staff shortages with nurses and aides. Where are we in the process of getting that facility the people that it needs?
Well, thanks, Larry. There was a provision in the budget to give the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs 110 new positions at our Veterans Home at King. Of those, about 50 of them are making people who are part-time workers full-time workers. And so of the remaining 60-ish, we have been steadily filling those since we got the budget authority. We are, however, still looking for some CNAs, LPNs, and food service workers, and we're happy to take applications anytime.
One thing we should clarify for the listeners, it sounds like a lot of new jobs with 110, but you're looking at a campus with multiple skilled nursing facilities on one piece of property and, what is it, over 1,000 employees?
Correct. We have 4 skilled nursing homes on that campus, but we do consider it one big nursing home, but there are 4 different facilities there. We have over 1,000 employees on that campus, and that doesn't, that's, you know, nurses, food service workers, administrators, all kinds of different employees, you know, the people who work in the laundry service, the people who maintain the grounds. It's a beautiful facility on, you know, the Rainbow Lake, and it takes a lot of work from a lot of different people. So, and we're happy to do it. We're happy to take care of our veterans there.
Now, with those 60 openings, what specific job skills are you looking for there?
We're looking for caring people who are hard workers that are willing to help take care of veterans, and that's the main trait we're looking for. Obviously, they need the skills necessary to become a nurse or a LPN, and we'll take your application and take a look.
And you're also looking for CNAs, correct?
Correct, nurses' aides. Mm-hmm.
How do people go about applying for those positions?
Well, I think the easiest way is to go on our website, which is www.wisvets.com. That's WISVETS.com. And there's employment opportunities as one of the links on that page. Or you can just give us a call, which is at 1-800-WISVETS.
Now, with a campus that big, there's always going to be a little bit of turnover. So is it wise for people to go ahead and apply every now and then, even after this surge of hiring is over?
Absolutely. As with any large major employer, we do have some turnover. And so we are always looking for good, valuable employees. We go through applications pretty much every day. We have interviews every week. We have new employee orientations every week or 2 weeks. So we are looking for the best and brightest.
Anything you'd like to add today?
You know, just that we're really happy to take care of the veterans at the Wisconsin Veterans Home at King, and we're happy that people in the community support us, and we are looking for great employees to help us.
Carla Viju from the Department of Veterans Affairs joining us today.